Last week, Quebec's National Assembly passed Bill 84, an act respecting national integration. Minister of the French Language, Jean-François Roberge, says the bill will help codify Quebec's intercultural model of immigration. Critics say the bill promotes assimilation and gives the minister wide latitude to enforce it. Bill 84 has been a topic of hot debate since it was first tabled in January. Minister Roberge has defended the bill as a tool to push newcomers to learn the French language and take part in Quebec culture. Here he is speaking at the press conference where the bill was introduced.
They can't stay where they are, but they choose to come here. I hope they want to be part of the nation.
Cultures evolve in an organic way. Laws are not a way to foster a culture.
Carlos Rojas is the acting director of Conseil Migrant, an organization that helps newcomers with legal advocacy and accessing services here in Quebec. He says that instead of integrating migrants into Quebec society, Bill 84 risks having the opposite effect.
People want to learn French. People want are attracted by this. And this kind of laws, the only thing that they do is alienate people.
There are a few ways the bill works. It outlines duties and expectations for Quebecers, including the expectation that newcomers, in the words of the bill, participate fully in French in Quebec society. It also promises a policy on integration that organizations will have to follow and prove that they're following or risk losing government funding.
It's normal that the government of Quebec be sure and make some measures to be sure that we don't finance something who's going against our law.
It's that part of the bill that's attracted the most attention and the most uncertainty among organizers like Rojas.
How many words in French should we say? Should we play the anthem? Should we play how many songs from Quebec should we play? Or, are we going to be sanctioned if we speak English?
The bill's new social contract has some specifics, respect for secularism and gender equality, for instance. Of course, adherence to the French language. But when it comes to events like festivals, Roberge has said that groups will have to wait until after the government's policy is formed to know exactly what's expected of them.
There's a whole other piece of this bill that has to come out, the regulations and the policy. And when a bill is very vague, you can do a lot with policy and regulation.
This is Sylvia Martin-Lafarge of the Quebec Community Groups Network. They advocate for the rights of the province's English speakers. Lately, that's meant speaking out against Bill 84, which has few legal protections for Quebec's cultural and linguistic minorities. The QCGN is particularly concerned with the bill's amendments to the Quebec Charter. Minister Roberge has justified the changes with an appeal to collective rights over individual freedoms. But Martin Lafarge disagrees.
The majority should be generous to its minorities. That's what we have democracy. That's why, the premier is supposed to be the premier of all Quebecers. They have to listen to their minorities.
Martin Lafarge says it's not just the government's approach, but its expectations that she finds unrealistic.
I mean, people are still coming to Quebec. People are speaking French. If you look at the statistics, people are speaking French. Don't keep raising the bar on what constitutes integration in Quebec.
CKUT reached out to Minister Roberge's cabinet, but did not receive an immediate comment. For CKUT, I'm Jules Bijal with the Local Journalism Initiative.